What's up, guys? Welcome to Archive TV. I'm Shane, back again for another stream review. Today we're checking out another Ouishi hybrid. This is a new one I haven't tried yet. This is the Straw Nana times Ouishi. Strawberry Banana, or Straw Nana, is a strain that has really risen to prominence in the last, 8 to 10 years, mainly because of its properties as being a really good plant for extracts. Washes really, really well, you know, good yields, and then just a really, really strong kind of strawberry smoothie, creamy, really smooth but pronounced flavor profile. And that translates really, really well to hash too. And this one crossed with the Ouishi male. So kind of just juicing up that sweet kind of candy profile, but a little bit more of a gassiness to it. Normally, I feel like with Straw Nana, like any Straw Nana hybrids, they tend to dominate like big time, you know, especially like that initial crack the jar smell. This one, I don't really get that just based off cracking the jar. This one, I get it a little bit more when you dig into it. And it's like more of a tart version of that smell. Like, I usually think of Straw Nana as being like a very flat, creamy, kind of like artificial, like the syrup that they put in a smoothie, you know, if you get like a cheap smoothie at the mall or something that's just like ice and syrup or whatever. It's kind of that flavor of a strawberry banana for me. This is definitely a little bit sharper, a little bit more of a tart. Guessing that probably comes more from like the flavor pack side of the Ouishi side of things. Genetics wise, Straw Nana is going to be Crockett's Banana OG crossed with a strawberry tasting bubblegum pheno from Serious Seeds. I typically don't love it as far as like a day to day smoke, just because I feel like it smokes really, really light. Like, it's just a very, very mellow working high. It's not really going to, you know, even though it does, you know, lean a little more indica dominant, I think it's like a 70-30, it's not really going to hit you very hard, you know. It doesn't have that Mack truck effect at all. A lot of people really, really like it because it's just like a classic strong flavor profile, smooth, mellow smoke. So I'm going to go in on a little taster here out of the MNP just to get things started off, and then we'll spark this joint, see what this thing's tasting like. Very smooth. I would say, like, as far as like lung expansion, Straw Nana is going to be about as mild as it comes. Ouishi's not crazy with the lung expansion either, so I'm not surprised to see this is like a very smooth, easy on the lung and palate and throat, even out of the dry pipe here. Definitely leaning pretty hard to the Straw Nana side on the terps here. There's definitely a little bit more of like a funky, skunky kick a little bit there on the back end. I definitely love the straight Ouishi. It's been fun to check out some of these different Ouishi hybrids the last couple weeks. I think the last video that I did was the ice cream cake Ouishi hybrid kind of comparison video. Again, the genetics on the Ouishi are flavor pack number 7 times Mumbo 112 F2 number 60. I've really been enjoying all of the hybrids that I've tried of it lately. Really, really enjoyed the straight Ouishi rosin. That a lot of you guys probably got smoke if you went to the New York event. I mean, it's been cool to try out some of the new hybrids from it lately. This one is a new one that just dropped over at the shop, so if you guys are local, go check it out at Archive Portland. Let us know what you guys think of this one. I feel like there's a lot of promise with the Ouishi, with that male, kind of crossing it to some different things and seeing what we can do with it. So this is definitely a unique smoke. It's Straw Nana with a little bit more skunky, funky, fuely kick on the back end, which I definitely appreciate. That's nice. Super smooth. As far as the looks on this one, definitely a dark green overall hue with kind of, I wouldn't even say like purple, maybe just purple highlights more towards the inner part of the bud, more so than the outside. Definitely has an interesting look to it. Spark up the joint, see how she tastes in the paper. Mm-hmm. actually pretty gassy out of the joint. I like this for sure. I feel like Straw Nana also tends to be like a little bit more of a drier resin. Not necessarily going to be like a super oily smoke. This one's got a nice oil ring going on it. Burning really clean, really smooth also through the joint, just like the pipe. Would love to see some rosin from this. I imagine this washes pretty well, and if it carries the flavor that I'm getting through the joint, that'd be nice. What are you guys enjoying out there right now? Is there anything you've smoked in the last couple of months that was different, new, kind of caught your eye, anything like that? I feel like for me, coming from Cali, like I've gotten so used to just smoking a lot of the same shit, or just slightly different variations of a lot of the same shit. I know I've said it before, but there's just something about being out here in Oregon. It's a little bit more reminiscent of the medical days in California, where everybody kind of has their little niche thing that they're into, that they're into growing. I got a blueberry review that I'm gonna do for you guys here as well from a small craft farm that's been around, you know, growing legal in Oregon since the medical days. So it's cool for me because I had always, I guess, hoped that this is what California would kind of evolve into and then kind of stay there, you know? I guess logically, we always assumed like big business would get in there eventually and it would turn into something different. But I just really, really love the model that they have out here in Oregon and the variety of different kinds of herb as well. Yeah, it's Straw Nana, but it's like sharp. It's definitely like gassy, perfumey, but it's got like a little tart thing in there, I guess. Sometimes I feel like that's kind of what you get when you take something that's really fruity and something that's more on the gassy end, you mix them together. If you don't get one or the other dominating, they kind of coalesce in the middle and you get that more of like a tart thing. Almost like a sweet tart, you know what I mean? Like a powdery tart candy or something like that. Yeah, I like this stuff. Smokes nice. You've been feeling little bit of a buzz creep in behind the eyes a little bit. Feeling pretty mellow, you know. This is, I would say, a great time, you know, great daytime smoke, you know. Imagine this is probably about 9 weeks. I don't know. I'd have to ask Adam exactly how long they went on this one, but Oishi, 9-10 weeks. Straw Nana, I know people pull it at 8. I think it can go 9, so it's probably be real happy right at 9.5 weeks, I would imagine. Yeah, I'm impressed. Digging it. Another angle on the Oishi palette, you know? Yeah, this one kind of lands right in the middle. Takes a little bit from both parents. Kind of cool when you cross some of these classics, even though Straw Nana is not that old, but I would still consider it a classic. Like I said, the way it's kind of dominated a lot of concentrate competitions and stuff like that over the years. I mean, it's a flavor profile that has stuck around and, you know, something to be reckoned with. It's interesting sometimes when you're crossing some of this new stuff with some of this older stuff, even if it's not that old, but it's a very established, well-known strain as far as how it grows, how it smokes, the effects, all that stuff. Yeah, it's kind of cool to see updated, new, tweaked versions of stuff over time, so.
Always good to try out a new flavor with you guys. If there's any flavors you guys can think of that you want to see us get our hands on, do a review on, put it down there in the comments. And while you're there, press all the buttons, like, subscribe, do all the stuff. I'll see you on the next one.